Everyone is voting for Jack, 'cause he's got what all the rest lack. Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track, 'cause he's got...
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. It's Allison once again, and I am glad to be back after a week off. I have a couple questions to start out with first for our question segment before I get into the episode. And these are from, I'm sorry if I pronounce this incorrectly, but it's Surya Sivakumar. He sent a list of really good questions, and I'm going to hold on to some of them for later, but I'm going to go on and answer a few of them now.
Therefore, in answer to your question...
Okay, first one is, do you think Jackie Kennedy never got over JFK's death? I personally think that with that form of tragedy and how awful it was, there's no way she ever got over it. I've read multiple things about how she didn't and how she was obviously on and off depressed for the rest of her life and dealt with trauma and PTSD because of the actual events that occurred. I do think that she had a deep love for Jack, whether it be just for him as a person or their marriage together. I do think they loved each other despite other people's opinions may not align with that. I don't know. And I know it was a weird relationship in and of itself, but I do think that they shared a love. And I do think that she probably never got over losing him and losing him the way that she did. Okay, this was an interesting one to me. It's when Clint Hill was asked about how much he knew about JFK's affairs, he said that he knew about the allegations, but had never seen a president who was more devoted to his family. When he was asked about whether Jackie had affairs, he also denied that. Do you believe him? This is a tricky one. I definitely think JFK had affairs, and I definitely think Jackie probably did too. I've read a few accounts of people saying that she did, or she was with this guy, or this guy, or this guy, or whatever. And I mean, I feel like she probably did because that was kind of the relationship that she and JFK had, was not really exclusive. It kind of seemed like they both went around a little bit. Probably JFK more than her, but who am I to know? I think that as a Secret Service agent, it's your job to be super private about everything the president ever does. Like, you never, ever, ever tell anything that happens behind closed doors in their personal lives or anything. So I honestly think Clint was probably just doing his job and trying to not speak out on anything that could have been damaging or confirm anyone's suspicions of infidelity. Okay, last one for today is, do you think Ethel Kennedy would have been a good first lady? This is cool. I've never really thought about it until right now, but I think she'd actually be a really good first lady. She has so much spunk and is so lively and gets down to the nitty gritty and is tough and everything. And I love that about her. And I think that she probably would have been a really good asset if Bobby had become president to have by his side, and she would have had a good voice for things that were going on. And I think that he probably would have confided in her and taken some of her advice to heart. And I also think that she would have fulfilled the jobs of first lady very well. So those are my answers to the questions. So now we get into the episode. And guys, I don't know about you, but in my house, it is finally spooky season. I mean, we have got the scary movies going. We have got the leaves out, sitting here smelling a pumpkin candle as I speak. So because of that, I am doing a episode on the Kennedy curse. I've been asked to do this episode for quite a while, and I'm really excited to do it now. So here's how it's going to go. I have gone through multiple sources, really, to find the timeline that I wanted, because there were some that left out some events people thought weren't Kennedy curse events, or some that I thought were a little extra that don't really fit in the category of what the Kennedy curse is, or what people think that it is anyway. So I found the source that I thought best lined up everything, and I will be using some direct quotes out of the article that I found, and I'm going to be doing it chronologically as well. So I'm going to be using a timeline provided by the Hollywood News Daily. Okay, if you don't know, which I'd be surprised if you were listening to this podcast if you didn't know, but the Kennedy curse is basically this thing that people think may be over the Kennedy family because of all the tragedies that they have endured throughout the years and how terrible those tragedies are. Lots of losses, lots of injuries, crashes, I mean, assassinations, all of these things. So it's a culmination of all the things, and people sometimes say that they think the Kennedys are cursed. There are even family members that have alluded to believing the curse. Ted Kennedy has alluded to saying, maybe my family has this thing over them. We don't know. There are many Kennedy family members that deny the curse and say that's ridiculous. So to each their own on if they believe even in a curse in and of itself. But so anyway, here is a timeline of the tragic events, and this isn't even all of them. I left out some things that I didn't really think should classify under a curse, but anyway, here, I'm just gonna get to it. Here we go. So let's start out in 1941. This is when Rosemary Kennedy had her botched lobotomy, which was decided to be had by her father, Joe Kennedy, to hopefully cure, in quotes, her, some of her mental disabilities. Obviously, it was horrible, and I'm not even going to talk more about it because if you haven't already, I have a whole episode on it titled Rosemary Kennedy. So go back and listen to that if you want more information on it. So that was in 1941. After that, in 1944, the Kennedys lost their oldest child, Joseph Patrick Kennedy Jr., and he was the one that was the star golden son, was the one that Joseph P. hoped to go on and be president and had big plans for him, and he unfortunately was killed in a mid-air explosion while on a bombing mission over England. Not long after that, in 1948, Kathleen Kennedy, who was actually JFK's favorite sister, and I think favorite sibling as a whole, died in a plane crash after her wedding to William Cavendish. Okay, so then let's get into JFK and Jackie. In 1955, they gave birth to a stillborn daughter who they had planned to name Arabella. This was before Caroline was born, so that was their first child. 1961, Joe Kennedy Sr. suffers a massive stroke. He was obviously the head of the family. He really kind of called the shots in a lot of ways, gave them political advice and really just advice for their reputations as a whole. And he was rendered virtually paralyzed by the stroke and was also unable to speak after his stroke. Then, of course, we all know 1963 was a terrible year. First, Jackie and John F. Kennedy's newborn son died. The couple's second son, Patrick Bouvier Kennedy, he was only 2 days old. He had a lung issue from being born prematurely. I've actually read since then that it was a problem that probably could have been resolved in a NICU in today's times had he been born now, but unfortunately he passed away from it because it was 63. Of course, we all know in 1963, JFK was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. He was shot and killed by Lee Harvey Oswald, leaving the nation absolutely stunned. And I actually have a special episode that I'm working on right now already for the assassination this year, so you are not going to want to miss that. Make sure you're subscribed already because it's going to be a really interesting look at how it stunned the nation. So make sure you are subscribed for that. Okay, then not long after that, we have in 1964, Ted Kennedy was involved in a terrible, terrible plane crash. He broke his back and suffered hours upon hours of long, long, and painful rehabilitation. Okay, I feel like I'm throwing a lot of dates at you here, but like I said, I'm going chronologically, so I'm going to say the years first before everything, so I'm going to keep going. 1968, tragically, horribly tragically, we lost Bobby Kennedy. He was shot and killed in L.A. while celebrating his presidential candidacy. That stunned and shocked the nation once again. It was horrible. Then not long after that, to add to the list of Kennedy curse topics, 1969, Ted Kennedy was driving his car, crashed in the water, leaving Mary Jo Kopechne dead. That was obviously deemed Chappaquiddick, and you guys need to go back and listen to my Chappaquiddick episode if you haven't already. It covers all of that in depth. Then sadly, shortly after that, in 1969, the Kennedy patriarch, Joseph P., passed away. Then in 1973, Ted Kennedy Jr., who was Teddy's son, lost his leg to cancer at a very early age, but he did survive cancer, thankfully. Also in 1973, though, Bobby Kennedy's son, Joe Kennedy III, was involved in a car accident, which left one woman paralyzed. Then we have in 1984, Bobby Kennedy's son, David Kennedy, died after a tragic drug overdose. So then in 1991, William Kennedy Smith, Gene Kennedy's son, was tried for rape and was found innocent. I also have an episode on that just a few back. Go back and listen to that if you haven't, and it'll talk all about that trial. 1994, Jackie Kennedy Onassis died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at age 64. 1997, Michael Kennedy, who was Bobby Kennedy's son, died in a fatal ski accident, one where I have read he was acting recklessly, for sure, but he unfortunately did pass away from that. 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife Carolyn Bessette died in a plane crash. Nation was, of course, stunned once again. I did a episode 2 on he and Carolyn's relationship. If you're new here, that was a few episodes back, so make sure you go listen to that as well. Sadly, in 2008, Ted Kennedy was diagnosed with brain cancer, and then in 2009, he unfortunately died from losing his battle with cancer. Then just a couple of years later, 2011, Ted Kennedy's only daughter, Kara Kennedy Allen, she passed away at age 51 and she was working out at a health club. I read earlier that she passed away of a heart attack. 2012, This one really makes me sad. Anytime I read about it, I kind of hate to read about it. I mean, they're all tragic and horrible, but I don't know. This one just gets me. Mary Kennedy, who was wife of Robert Kennedy Jr., committed suicide on her property, and she has a few kids with him as well. Fairly recently, you've probably read both of these in these next couple in the news, but in 2019, 22-year-old Saoirse Kennedy Hill died of an accidental drug overdose, and she was at the compound in Hyannisport, Massachusetts at the time. Her mom is actually Courtney Kennedy Hill, who is one of the 11 children of Robert Kennedy and Ethel. And that was obviously, of course, as all of these are, but horribly shocking to the family. I remember seeing a bunch of their social media posts about how she was so wonderful and such a light in their family, and it was a very recent tragic loss. And then even more recent, and this finishes my list, in 2020, Maeve Kennedy Townsend McKean and her son Gideon went missing in a canoe on the Chesapeake Bay after trying to retrieve a ball, and they both unfortunately drowned. That was April of this year. I think I even mentioned it on one of my past podcasts. So that is the full tragic list of the Kennedy curse and why people think, oh my gosh, this poor family. They have endured so much tragedy, obviously. I don't know that I so much believe in curses or things like that. It's impossible for me as a human being to look at this list and not think, holy crap. But at the same time, they are a massive family, guys. I mean, you think about the tragedy that you have probably seen or faced in your own family. And I mean, I know my family has seen its fair share of hard times, and I know everyone's has. No one has just this perfect track record, or their family just doesn't see tragedy. That's just life. And I feel like with this family, how huge they are, how a lot of them are really reckless. A lot of these were accidents, like crashes or ski accidents or things that were semi-preventable, probably. Things that were just reckless behavior. I know a lot of times people can get away with that, but sometimes, unfortunately, it's dangerous. So that could have led to some of these tragedies. I don't know. I don't know. I just have a hard time buying into the it's a curse kind of thing, you know. But, you know, some people do. And I thought that for spooky season, this was the episode to do. So I hope you learned something new here. I know I learned a few things that I didn't know. I mean, I've read here and there of probably each of them in some capacity, but I didn't realize how freaking close everything happened. Like, it was one thing after another. They really could not catch a break in a lot of years. And when it rains, it pours, you guys. So I feel for them. I don't know. It's all so tragic and hard to read or see and recount. But that is one of the interesting parts of the Kennedys, is how they have some really, really highs and some really, really lows. And they've had to deal with all of it in a very public way and a very public spotlight. So make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. Like I said, I'm working on some really cool things coming up, some really interesting things. I'm actually recording with my buddy Ryan this week. It's probably going to be a two-part, really informative podcast about different things surrounding the election. I mean, the 1960 election, but it'll kind of parallel today a little bit. That will come out in a few weeks. I've got some things just in the works throughout the rest of the year. So make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss anything. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at Kennedy Dynasty. Make sure you are checking out my Amazon shop. I update that regularly with all of my favorite books, movies, everything. You can find that in the link in my Instagram bio and shop through my shop. And that just helps me out and continues to let me produce content and stuff for you guys, and continues to let me give you guys constant recommendations and things. So make sure you're doing that. Check out my spread shop. Sorry, so many plugs, but it is what it is. Check out my spread shop. It is in the link of my bio. Tons of awesome cozy sweatshirts. Shirts and things for the fall, and I will talk to you guys next week.
Come on and vote for Kennedy, vote for Kennedy, keep America strong. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling along. Vote for Kennedy.
Anne Marie Kelly. Wild Precious Life is a podcast about dreaming big, digging in and connecting across distance, division, and loss. In each episode, I talk with prize-winning writers, musicians, and wanderers who remind all of us how we can make the most of the time we have. So meet me here. Let's walk and talk and dream and discover what it means to be wild, precious, and brave.